This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live. And you can take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up anything that's on your mind on this live Sunday edition of the program. Welcome to it with you here in studio tonight. It's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
Of course, we'll talk to you about whatever's on your mind on the way. We've got some interesting kind of economic-related stories, because on Sunday nights, we've been doing the chapter-by-chapter review slash book club thing here of Economics in One Lesson by Henry Hazlitt. And we do have Chapter 11 to get through tonight, which I admittedly have failed to read this week, so I'm going to try to do it during the commercial breaks and see if we can talk about it later. But either way, there's some related stories to some of the lessons that we've been learning here from Economics in One Lesson that I think, you know, we can apply to some of these discussions, including the first one here, California's bullet train hurtling towards a multi-billion dollar overrun, according to a confidential federal report. Well, apparently it's not confidential anymore. It's being published in the Los Angeles Times.
We'll get into that. Was it in Hillary's emails?
I don't know. We can get into that here in a moment. But I first want to welcome our brand newest radio affiliates on board here on Sunday nights. And that is WBNW 1120 out of Concord, Massachusetts, which is one of the suburbs of Boston. So some folks can hear us in the Boston area, which
nice.
Is pretty cool. And it's a welcome back, actually, to WBNW. They were actually one of our earlier stations. Like, they were probably on like a decade ago. I remember going down there and touring the studios not long after we'd moved up here. You know, me and Mark moved here in 2006 up to Keene, New Hampshire. So we actually went down there because they were one of our affiliates. They were in the area. Figured we'd go down and meet the program director.
Nice.
They had us on, I think, weeknights at that time. It's actually a Money Talk station, so I think it's one of, what, two? I think you signed on a Money Talker in Phoenix
yes.
as well. So it's nice to be on a station that cares about economics, and that would be 1120 a.m., WBNW in Concord. So welcome back to our listeners. Maybe some of you were listening a decade ago and you remember us from way back when. Anyway, if you don't remember us, you're new to the show, then you know that we're a bit of a different kind of a program. It really is open phones here every night on Free Talk Live. So even though we all bring stuff to the table to talk about, you might want to just bring something up, something you've wanted to discuss. Well, we're here for you. Also, KHMO AM 1070. Welcome aboard in Hannibal, Missouri. Also, both of those stations are coming on for both of our weekend edition shows. So welcome aboard to everybody in Hannibal, the hometown of Huck Finn, I believe.
Mark Twain.
Well, right. But he actually wrote, I guess, the Huck Finn story in Hannibal, if I'm not mistaken.
And we are delayed broadcast in Hannibal.
That's correct.
So if you're hearing us, it's a little bit later. We're live from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern.
Correct. And so, therefore, if you want to participate, you just have to call during our live hours, and you can talk about anything you want to discuss. So welcome aboard, new affiliates, new listeners to those stations. And of course, we're here, and you can talk about anything. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you're an Internet listener and you want to know if we've got radio stations nearby you, you can just go to affiliates.freetalklive.com, and that will take you to the list of over 160 great radio stations on AM and FM that carry the show throughout the week at various different times. So, California, story from Ralph Vartabedian, the reporter over at the Los Angeles Times. California's bullet train could cost taxpayers 50% more than estimated, as much as $3.6 billion more. Now, that's apparently just for the first 118 miles of this thing that is supposed to go from or supposed to go through the Central Valley, and that was supposed to be the easiest part of the route between Los Angeles and San Francisco. Now, Daryl, you happen to have an internet terminal in front of you. Maybe you could find out how many miles between San Francisco and Los Angeles. I don't know my geography when it comes to California. I've been to both of those places in California, but I don't really know where they are.
According to the Google bots, let me see here, it is 383 miles.
So they're not even halfway done with this construction.
As the crow flies, I assume.
That's actually interstate driving.
Yeah, driving distance.
That's driving distance on Interstate 5. So, you know, depending on how they're doing this, you know, there's a mountain between L.A. and San Francisco.
That could pose a problem.
That, you know, I'm guessing they're going to want to go around unless they're trying to go through. So, still, we're looking at, you know, 350 miles at minimum.
Now, you know, the government has a long history of railroad boondoggles as far as, you know, going as far back as the 1800s. But I bet you the per mile cost of even the boondoggled railroads in the 1800s were a hell of a lot cheaper than the per mile cost of this bullet train between Los Angeles and San Francisco. Confidential Federal Railroad Administration risk analysis obtained by the Times projects that building bridges, viaducts, trenches, and track from Merced to Shafter, just north of Bakersfield, could cost $9.5 billion to as much as $10 billion compared with the original budget of $6.4 billion. And people who've paid attention to government construction projects should not be surprised by this. I mean, generally, if the government says they're going to build something, you should just go ahead and expect that it's going to cost 2-3 times as much as what you, or 50% in this case, 50% as much as what was originally intended for the project.
I do expect that, but I don't. Why do I expect that? Why does it always happen that way?
Because government is inefficient, and their contractors also, you know, suffer from that same level of inefficiency, because even though they're a private contractor, they've got a sweetheart deal with the government, and if they can inflate the costs to some extent, they can always go back to the till and, you know, put their hands out and say, whoops, we really messed up the estimates on this. Well, we're already this much through it. You're just going to have to cough up a few more billion to get this thing done.
Right, and a lot of this is because, you know, when you're playing around with other people's money, you're less careful about how you spend it. And I was able to find as the crow flies distance of 348 miles between LA and San Francisco.
Well, we know it's not going to be as the crow flies, so even as the crow flies, they're not even halfway done with this thing. So the federal document outlines far-reaching management problems, significant delays in environmental planning, lags in processing invoices for federal grants, and continuing failures to acquire the needed property. California's High-Speed Rail Authority originally anticipated completing the Central Valley Track by this year, but the federal risk analysis... Are you reading ahead on this and laughing?
No, I'm laughing at the claim that they were going to be done with it this year.
Okay, because I thought you were laughing at the projected date. So now, the federal risk analysis estimates that it will not be completed. Just this part of the track will not be completed until 2024.
Oh, good Lord.
That is, that's 7 years from now.
Yes. Yes, it is.
I mean, this is like, this is the big dig. I mean, here in the New England, a lot of people are familiar with the big dig.
I've heard people talk about it, but I have no clue what it actually is.
I don't know intimately the history of the big dig. I just know it's a really long-running construction project that I think was supposed to be some kind of tunnel under some kind of lake or river or whatever. Honestly, I don't know what the original intention was, but it just turned into this ridiculous boondoggle that just lasted for like 2 decades or something ridiculous like that.
All right, so according to Wikipedia, the Big Dig was a mega project in Boston that rerouted the central artery of Interstate 93 as the chief highway through the heart of the city into the 3.5-mile Thomas P. O'Neill Jr. Tunnel. The project also included the construction of the Ted Williams Tunnel, which extended Interstate 90 to Logan Airport. There were a couple other bridges that wound up being built.
People died during the Big Dig construction.
The official planning phase started in 1982. And the project concluded in 2007.
Yep. So let's talk more about government boondoggles and building projects, and you can share your thoughts here with us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live, and you can join us and take control of the airwaves.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now, 1-800-957-5495. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-5495. That's 1-800-957-5495. 1-800-957-5495.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Xtendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Xtendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Xtendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Xtendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Xtendivite.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free. Just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Sunday edition of the program. What's the worst government boondoggle construction project that you're aware of? You can join us here toll-free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the California bullet train that is 50% over budget already, and they're not even anywhere close to being finished with this thing. Led to a discussion of some of these, you know, classic over-budgeted things like the Big Dig in Boston, which, Daryl, you've got a little more info on.
Yes.
We'll share that coming up here in a moment. But speaking of 50%, how about a good kind of 50%? 50% off of hosting over at one of the top hosting companies out there. It's HostGator. You go to HostGator.com/FTL. That's FTL like Free Talk Live. You'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. It makes it super easy, affordable, and they've got 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support. They've got a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. Add to that a 99.99% uptime rating, and you don't have to worry about outages for your new site. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, or maybe it's an old site. Maybe you already have a site and you're tired of your current host and you want to make a move, go check out HostGator.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live, to get that special 50% off deal. So it's Ian, Johnny Ray, and Daryl. Let's go to the phones here, and we'll talk more about government ridiculous boondoggle projects. David's on the line in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David. Hello, David. Going once. Do we have David in New Mexico? David in New Mexico going twice? All right, so maybe some technical difficulties there. So, Daryl, you pulled up a historical Wikipedia piece about the Big Dig, which was a boondoggle project in Boston with the intention of rerouting, I think you said, I-93.
I-93, Interstate 90, and doing a couple of bridges over the Bay River thing.
No big deal, just a few billion dollars, 10 years is what was expected, right?
About 15 okay. years, actually. The Big Dig was, according to this article, the most expensive highway project in the United States and was plagued by escalating costs, scheduling overruns, leaks, design flaws, charges of poor execution and use of substandard materials, criminal arrest, and one death. The project was originally scheduled to be completed in 1998.
After having started in the 80s?
The planning began in 1982.
Wow.
So, roughly 15 years.
Wow.
And estimated cost of $2.8 billion in 1982 dollars. Adjusted for inflation, that was $6 billion as of 2006. However, the project was completed only in December 2007 at a cost of over $14.6 billion, $8 billion in 1982 dollars, meaning the cost was an overrun of about 190% as of 2006.
Wow.
The Boston Globe estimates the project will ultimately cost $22 billion once they include all of the interest that will not be paid off until
2038. Wow.
As a result of the death, the leaks, and other design flaws, Betchell and Parsons Brinkerhoff, the consortium that oversaw the project, have agreed to pay $407 million in restitution, and several smaller companies have agreed to pay a combined sum of approximately $51 million.
That's chump change compared to the billions of dollars.
$22 billion.
Jeez.
Once they finally pay it off in 2038.
Yeah. Well, sir, there's nothing on earth like a bona fide, genuine, electrified six-car monorail. What'd I say? Monorail. That's right. What's it called? Monorail. That's right.
Everyone
monorail.
Loves a monorail.
And I hear those things are awfully loud. It glides as softly as a cloud. Is there a chance the track could bend? Not on your life, my Hindu friend. What about us brain-dead slobs? You'll be given cushy jobs. Were you sent here by the devil? No, good sir, I'm on the level.
The ring came off my pudding can. Take my penknife, my good man. I swear it's Springfield's only choice. Throw up your hands and raise your voice. Monorail. What's it called? Monorail. Once again, monorail. But Main Street's still all cracked and broken. Sorry, Mom, the mob has spoken. Monorail. Once again, monorail. Daryl, monorail. Diddle, 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 diddle. Mono. Doh!
Where is that from, Johnny Gray?
Of course, Ian, that is an episode of The Simpsons.
Oh, did you not get the Springfield reference?
No, I thought they were talking about Springfield, Massachusetts.
Or Springfield anywhere. No, I had that on a collection of Simpsons music that I had as a youngster.
And oh, awesome.
It was a Christmas gift this year, and it's Phil Hartman playing the part of Lyle Lanley,
oh, yeah,
who's selling the town of Springfield
on
the monorail. And he just wants that sweet, sweet municipal money.
Sure.
Big people, yeah, the people, it's once it gets out of your wallet, you've got a lot less control over it,
mm-hmm,
and it's more susceptible to a charlatan and a huckster.
So big business benefiting from their connections with governments with these humongous costs where, again, it's the sunken cost fallacy, right? Like, you're already in this deep. Can't just say, call it quits. I mean, we've already built 118 miles worth of track. We can't just stop here.
Right, but sometimes it's just, you know, governmental agencies themselves and not even contractors. There was a story that I covered on the FPP Radio News from Anti-War where the Pentagon's day-to-day budget is now, or rather the cost of day-to-day business at the Pentagon is now over 50% of the military budget.
Jeez.
Yeah, so...
So just running the Pentagon itself is,
yes,
like all the bureaucrats that are there shuffling papers, you're saying,
yes,
is 50% of the budget, having nothing to do with actual warring and building tanks or whatever?
That's what the article here says, yes.
Incredible. What's the source on that?
Antiwar.com, and they actually
cite
Military Times.
Yep.
So, you know, when something comes from the Military Times, that's like
pretty
official government statement there.
Unbelievable. Let's talk to Marcia. She's in Albuquerque. Marcia, go ahead with your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I wanted to say what I think is a big white elephant and a boondoggle is the ARTS, which we have here. It's called the Albuquerque Rapid Transit.
Yep.
And it's supposed to go, I don't know if you've heard about it, on Route 66, that Central Avenue, which is the main road.
Right.
And meanwhile, they've been ripping up the roads there and the construction. Mayor Berry did that. And it's against the people's will, most of them in Albuquerque.
Hold that thought, Marcia. We have heard about this, actually. One of our regular callers is a huge fan of this, and we are not. So stand by. I can definitely relate to where you're coming from. This is Route 66. I mean, everybody's heard of Route 66.
Yes.
This is a main drag, and there's a lot of businesses who are basically, you know, you can't do business when the government's constructing a road out front of the place. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun. Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You may take control of the airwaves. Toll free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
As we continue here, we'll get back into government boondoggle projects, including the bullet train that is already billions of dollars over budget in California and not even halfway done with the track that they have to lay. We can tell you more about that. And, of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome about whatever you want to discuss. On the way, an Acapulco is coming up in just over 1 month, about a month and a week and a half or so at this point. An Acapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists. It's held annually in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico, where they bring together hundreds of principled anarchists to share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state and central banks. The unparalleled lineup of speakers will include some great folks like Roger, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus Veer, who I haven't seen in a long time. Looking forward to seeing Roger down there. Luke Radowski, Larkin Rose, Jeffrey Tucker, Adam Kokesh, Josie Wales, Derek J. Freeman, Dr. Stephanie Murphy, and more, including Lynn Ulbricht, the mother of Ross Ulbricht, the man sitting in prison right now on 2+ life sentences for running a website. She'll be giving us the latest, I'm sure, on what's happening with Ross's appeal. So all of that and more, you can go to anarchapulco.com and get your tickets there. Just registered my plane tickets, I think, last night, so I'm ready to go. February 25th through the 28th, that's when it's happening. It's at the Mundo Imperial Resort and Expo. Again, February 25th through the 28th. And we'll look forward to seeing you because Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from the event, anarchapulco.com. We'll see you there. As we go back to Marsha in Albuquerque, we're talking about government boondoggles, and she's called in about one we've actually heard of before. We don't live down in Albuquerque, but we've got a regular caller who just loves the idea of this Albuquerque Rapid Transit, the ART system, which is, if I'm recalling correctly, a federally funded program for... Do you remember how much it is supposed to cost, Marsha?
No, but I know it's probably costing billions that the mayor got, and yep. they said if they don't, you know, use it and take it, but why couldn't he use it? And it's for, he went against the will of the people. They're tearing up the roads, and we never have traffic in Albuquerque, even on Central, but now they made traffic, and they have to divert traffic, and businesses, the stores there are losing business.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, I don't know why they had to do this. First of all, you have to take a car in order to get to this bus when it'll be done. And it's going to be a 2-year fiasco, I believe. And I think he did it for his buddies. I mean, I don't know why he went against the will of the people. And,
because
also,
it was free money.
And it's electric. It's electric buses, which is very, very
trendy.
Yeah,
but couldn't it be used for something else? I mean, like lots of late in the dark when you drive here, because we're not a big city and a lot of it's rural. Couldn't they have used it to light up the freeways and make anti-reflective markings and for the signs instead? And
well, there
also,
might not have been free money for that.
Well, wouldn't it be federal? I mean, wouldn't that be for the roads? Isn't that
federal
the roads?
Money here? Apparently, according to Wikipedia, the ART project is expected to cost $119 million, with federal funds covering $100 million of it, $100.6 million, so about 84% federally funded. So I guess the idea would be that those federal funds just wouldn't be there if they were just going to be,
right.
you know, upgrading the streets rather than a total teardown and insertion of this so-called rapid transit program, which, as you've already pointed out, this thing is going to, it already is disrupting business on Route 66. And business owners, you know, who might have been on the edge of profitability are probably going to be put out of business by this. I mean, if you're...
Well, yeah, they had to take out trees and tear out trees, which they had put in before. Mm. And then what are they going to do? Put in other trees? I mean, I wanted to say one thing. I don't know where you live, but over here, do you notice they dig up sidewalks and dig up roads and have construction crews, and then they bury it and cover it up, and it's the same road again. They'll dig it up again.
Oh, sure.
And the same... Well, why can't they? I mean, why can't these funds go to something else? And plus, I don't know if that was federal. We have the Rail Runner here. That was Bill Richardson, and the Space Center with Bill Branson. And they're both not making any money. I mean,
isn't it true that this ART system, this rapid, so-called rapid transit, is going to take up like 3 lanes worth of traffic in order to have one lane for buses?
Right. I mean, in cars. Well, what about that? I don't even go near Central Avenue. But he's able to do it. I mean, they're able to do these things against the will of the people, right? And then
they do whatever they want. It's just proof that the government does whatever it is they want to do, and you have to pay for it. It's a crazy system. Marsha, thanks for the call tonight. I definitely understand your frustration, because this was something that was very controversial there in Albuquerque. Lots of business owners, you know, were petitioning against this. The people that have businesses on the planned route of this bus system were not in favor of it. I mean, maybe there was a few of them that were, but for the most part, you're going to be cutting down on the amount of throughput on those lanes of traffic. If it's, I forget how many lanes it is right now, but it's going to be fewer lanes after this is said and done with this new bus system running right down the middle of the road.
I have an article from the Albuquerque Journal that says $63 million of public works projects in Albuquerque, including what we're talking about here,
mm-hmm.
the local money came from bond issuance, and it was a way that the mayor and the council could get around the will of the people, like the caller was saying, because with these bonds, they have control over the money, and they don't have to. They can just issue the bond, and then if the voters approve the bond, then they can do whatever they want with the money instead of the voters deciding what to do with the money. So, something like that.
And the bond, of course, is essentially a tax on future generations, right?
Yeah. And they're doing things like what she was talking about. And also I see that they've got pickleball courts.
Pickleball?
Yeah, did you guys ever play? Daryl, surely you've played pickleball.
I've never heard of pickleball.
What is it?
We played it at Asheville High in gym class. It's you play on a tennis court.
Yeah.
And the rules are, I think, mostly the same. And you use a wiffle ball and like a ping pong paddle, or like a big
never heard of this.
An oversized ping pong paddle, maybe.
That sounds very silly. What's this have to do with the boondoggle?
Albuquerque is having their taxpayers put pickleball courts in downtown Albuquerque.
The next time Sarah calls in, we need to ask her if she plays pickleball.
Oh, she hasn't called yet tonight, so make a note. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to Eric in Florida. If you've got a government boondoggle that you want to tell us about, you're welcome to. I mean, there's no shortage of these things. Go ahead, Eric.
Hi there. How you doing, Ian?
Welcome, sir.
I have two comments. One is about Amtrak, and then if you wouldn't mind after that, I have a quick question about the Free State Project when we're done with the Amtrak
okay.
thing.
Okay, sure.
So, and I wanted to also thank you. I thanked Daryl the other night for your principled stand with all these people with the Hall of Hope stuff earlier in the week. This sort of
The alt-righters were calling us earlier this week. Apparently they're bored with Chris Cantwell, and they're listening to us now. Or again.
I don't even know if they're actually listening.
I'm sorry, y'all were cross-talking.
That's the thing. I agree, Daryl. I don't think they are listening. I think they rationalize their hatred because they say, oh, well, it's compliant with thin libertarianism, the property rights, freedom of association, and the non-aggression principle. So I can do whatever I want and be as disgusting about it. You know what I'm saying?
I think they probably do listen just long enough to hear their own calls. That's probably about
yes.
Because we know that they record some of the show and they will, you know, make videos out of it. Anyway.
Well, I wanted to thank you. And so moving on to Amtrak, that's become like my new little pet peeve.
This is an ongoing government boondoggle. Hang on. We'll continue with you here, Eric. Stand by. Our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. One of my favorite Amtrak boondoggle stories was that they argued for like 2 years over what color to make the drapes on the Amtrak trains or something like that.
Wow.
Something ridiculous. And I don't remember how much they spent on it. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone right now. Because if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll qualify to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 nights by being one of the first 100 lucky callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-940-1740. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards, so don't wait. To guarantee your 10-night in-home trial, be one of the first 100 lucky callers to call now. 1-800-940-1740. That's 1-800-940-1740.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited here to dial in toll-free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about government boondoggles, and then still to come, we got more economic discussion from Economics in One Lesson by Henry Hazlitt, as we've been going through chapter by chapter and kind of doing a book club, book review thing here on the air, here on Free Talk Live. You can join us with you in the studio. It's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
We'll go back to your calls and thoughts, but also want to invite you to our website, where you can actually get interactive, unlike I've ever seen on any other talk show website. You get to create the content that's there on the front page of the site. So if you find some news story or blog post or maybe a YouTube video, something that's fun or outrageous or whatever it is you want to share with the listeners of the show and the hosts of the show, you just submit it via our Reddit-based system over at freetalklive.com. And it's free to do that. So you can submit it, and then it's also free to vote. You can vote up or down on the other stories submitted by other listeners over there at freetalklive.com. Plus, the whole website's free. You got the webcam, which most of those other talk show hosts charge you for access to things like that. Archives that go back for a decade. It's all free at freetalklive.com. As we go back to Eric, he's in Florida. You wanted to talk about Amtrak, and then you had a question for us about the Free State Project. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, so it looks, Amtrak is, I've used it about six times for trips between New York and Florida. And, it's not bad, but when you look at what we're paying for as taxpayers, it just doesn't make any sense. It looks like since 72, Cato had stated, somewhere in the area of $20 billion in federal subsidies. And their estimated market value is only between $6.5 and $7 billion. Wow. So we're literally paying, 20% of their overall market value. I think we're given $1.4 per year.
Now, that's also interesting, because who is it that calculates the market value of what is essentially – are they a monopoly? Are there any other passenger train services out there besides Amtrak?
They are a monopoly as far as I
think there are.
Yeah, I don't think there are either. So, like, what's the value of this thing that essentially is, you know, running in the red, it sounds like, if it has to be subsidized? I mean, I haven't looked at the budget.
Determine a valuation is how much stuff do they have. So it's not just profit and loss, but it's also, you know, how much stuff.
They got a bunch of trains. Choo-choo. A bunch of choo-choo trains.
Right.
Who the hell wants that?
And they've got, apparently, the track, I guess, is now, you know, considered property. They do use some freight tracks, especially in Florida. And literally, every time I do this trip, we sit for 30 minutes right outside of Okeechobee, Florida, waiting for no good reason, really. They say, oh, the train is going to pass as if it's going to switch. But really, all it is, it just comes by. It's just so wasteful, you know. But yeah, what is it really worth? I don't know. But both Cato and a great article in Forbes that I was reading are, you know, pushing for privatization. And I think that that's definitely needs to happen.
It would be interesting to see, you know, who would bid on it and how much it would get bid to. I mean, that then we would actually know what it's worth. Until then, it's just all, you know, speculation. But go ahead with your further thoughts.
Yeah, so anyway, so check this out. I made a trip to New York, round trip ticket paid in advance, to go up and see my mom. I hadn't seen her in 4 years. So the first trip, the first leg of the trip going up, everything was great. Okay. When I bought my ticket, I bought insurance on the ticket. Okay. They offer you for $17, you get insurance. You know, for
that doesn't sound like a bad deal.
Whatever. It doesn't sound like a bad deal, but when I was coming back from upstate New York to Penn Station, New York, I got stuck in a snowstorm on the bus.
Mm-hmm.
I called Amtrak, and they would not honor the fact that I had insurance on the trip. They would not do anything to help me. Charged me another $170 to leave the following day, 24 hours later on.
Wow.
Now, I'm a disabled vet, and I've been bouncing back from a back injury that happened 5 years ago. So I live on a pretty tight budget. And I escalated it through all the customer service, the management, to everybody else. And I was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
What did I buy insurance for? You know, it seems like it was an act of God, right? A snowstorm. These people, as in all federal bureaucracies, could give a hoot, you know? And so, and that's another thing the Forbes article brings up is that, you know, being a monopoly and a federally subsidized monopoly, they're not focused on customer service.
Absolutely
not. They're not trying to do all that good of a job.
I mean, the airlines aren't exactly notorious for great customer service, some of them, but at least there's some level of competition between them to where if they have to put you off for a day, they'll usually throw you into a hotel room or something like that
right.
and then give you the, you know, the next flight out. But,
right.
Yeah, not that way.
They'll give you some airline miles or, you know, a voucher towards a reduced flight.
Right.
Apparently, it's not that way with Amtrak because they know you can't go anywhere else.
No, I had to fork over the 170 and sleep in Penn Station and got harassed by Amtrak cops for sleeping on top of my baggage in their safe zone, their Amtrak zone. They have like a frequent traveler club area. They wouldn't even put me up in there. These people, it's just like, you know.
Wow.
So it became a new, but it's illustrative of why, or illustrates why, you know, we believe what we believe, because it's based upon fact. I mean, you know, there's no more arguments with this. This crony capitalism that is an epidemic in our country.
Everybody knows that monopolies are bad. I mean, everybody knows this, but yet they give the government a pass on monopoly.
Yeah, because they are the ultimate monopoly. Government is, they have the monopoly on force, as we all know. I mean, you know, it's just,
All right, next topic.
Anyway, so Free State Project, I'm very, very interested, and I just wanted, if I could, I wanted to make sure, I'm doing my research right now, what are the best websites and the best forms or whatever that I need to check out.
For what purpose?
For moving up there, for joining the Free State Project, and then making the transition to New Hampshire.
You don't have to join the Free State Project to move to New Hampshire. I mean, at this point, they've made their 20,000 signers, and people are planning their moves and or moving or have moved. I mean, if you feel like joining something, you can join the Free State Project. But there's also the Shire Society, which is a not as organized migration to New Hampshire. It doesn't have the same problems that have plagued the Free State Project. It doesn't have a board of directors, for instance. There's no tracking of the membership there, and it's a much more explicit voluntarist statement rather than kind of a small government statement. So if you want to join, there are actually a couple different things that you can join. So there's the Free State Project. There's also the Shire Society. Shire Society has forums. So does the Free State Project. The Shire Society forums are forum.shiresociety.com. And it's been redesigned at the very end of the last year. We put in new forum software. I like it. I think it's very, very nice. It's very modern feeling, and it's responsive and works well on a mobile phone. So there's actually been some activity there, and it's been hard to get people to go onto forums. There are also Facebook groups as well, but I find that Facebook groups are counterproductive in general.
I find Facebook is generally counterproductive.
I'll
have a tab open on my laptop for Facebook, but I don't really do a lot on there.
Good for you.
But every now and then I go play whack-a-mole and just clear off the notifications.
Oh, that's not a game. It's just a get rid of the notifications. Gotcha.
I just like whack-a-mole.
I don't know. Guys, do you have any recommendations for forums?
Both of the forums that you mentioned do have job boards and housing finder stuff, plus there's those groups on Facebook, the job search and the housing search. That's why I was asking, what specifically are you trying to find out? Because
housing is part of it. Housing is a big part of it. I'm interested and keen. But I want to kind of check out the whole area. Oh,
sure.
The question I had, are there any, is anybody in the libertarian community up there have bed and breakfast, or are there hostels or something if I want to take a trip? I'm looking, when I come up and check it out, I'm just curious if there's.
Is Stone Manor still open?
I don't know.
There was a place in Fitzwilliam called Stone Manor, and I think they might still be operating. It's like a libertarian bed and breakfast. Jump on the Shire Society forums at forum.shiresociety.com. That's a good place to start. There's also the Free State Project forums, and call back with any other questions. Thanks, Eric. We'll see you when you get up here.
Thank you.
Toll-free number 855-450.
Anything happens when you don't advertise? Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.